This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Most Catholic dioceses in the country have released a list of clergy credibly accused of sexual abuse. The Diocese of Charlotte has not released a list, but its bishop has said he's committed to doing so by the end of the year. In the meantime, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has been learning how such a list is compiled, what it means, and how victims of clergy continue to deal with the abuse they suffered. She's produced a four-part series. It's called The List, which you can read and listen to at wfae.org/the list. Sarah joins me now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Lisa.
So why hasn't the diocese released a list of credibly accused clergy? It's among the last to do so.
Well, you're right. The Charlotte Diocese is one of the last to release a list. And according to bishopaccountability.org, a watchdog organization that tracks and analyzes lists released by dioceses across the country, out of the 178 dioceses in the country, 146 have released lists. Charlotte is one of the last to do so, especially in the South. Why that is exactly is a little murky. A former Charlotte Diocese spokesperson, David Haynes, who is now retired, told the Charlotte Observer back in January 2019 the diocese wasn't convinced that there was, quote, empirical evidence that publishing a list brings comfort or aid to victims. But in a statement from Bishop Peter Jugis in May 2019, just a few months later, there seemed to be this change of heart. Jugis said, quote, through my discussions with abuse survivors, I have come to believe that a full airing of abuse from the past is crucial in the healing process for victims and for the entire church. And I should point out that the Charlotte Diocese is part of what's called the Ecclesiastical Province of Atlanta. So that includes the dioceses of Charlotte, Raleigh, Atlanta, Savannah, and Charleston. Out of that group, the Charlotte Diocese is the only one that has not yet released a list.
Okay, so what do we know about the abuse that occurred by clergy in the Charlotte Diocese? Do you have a sense of how extensive it was?
Well, we do have some sense of the abuse that occurred in the Charlotte Diocese, but that's mostly because of lawsuits that were filed in Mecklenburg County. In the first episode of the series, we'll hear from Anthony. Anthony alleges he was abused by Richard Farwell, who at one point was a priest at St. Anne's in Charlotte. And Anthony, who asked that we only use his first name, filed a civil lawsuit in 2011, but it was dismissed because the statute of limitations had run out.
I remember he telling me, don't tell anybody about this. And I did this because I love you. And this is how God wants us to show each other that we love each other.
And you'll also hear from Robbie Price, who was abused by Robert Yergel when he was 14 years old at St. Matthew's in Charlotte in 1999. Yergel was convicted of second-degree sex offense. Price settled with the Charlotte Diocese for $1 million in a civil lawsuit.
Being someone who always looked up to priests and those in the church as extensions of God and those whom we obey and we try to live our lives like, you know, I didn't know if it was right or wrong or what I should be doing. No child should ever have to be put into the question of whether this was right or wrong, you know, but that's the position in which I was forced into by this man.
But we've also found out about Charlotte Diocese clergy who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse through other dioceses in the country releasing lists. That happened when the diocese in Richmond released a list. It included two priests who had credible accusations against them. Both had served at St. Michael's in Gaston County at one point in their careers.
Now, you report that lists released by different dioceses vary greatly. Can you explain those differences? And what does the Charlotte Diocese plan to include on its list?
So because there is no standard mandate on what information is to be included, it's up to each individual diocese on what information will be included. And the head of the diocese is the bishop. So at this point, I've looked at a lot of different lists and can tell you it varies. The Sacramento Diocese released a very extensive list. It has the assignment histories of priests, where and when they worked, and what they were accused of, how many people came forward and accused them. There's a lot of information. But then you look at the Raleigh Diocese, and it doesn't include as much information. It includes the year the alleged abuse occurred, the year it was reported, and if the accused is alive or dead. No assignment histories are included or details around the alleged abuse. The Charlotte Diocese says it will include clergy who have credible accusations against them that are alive or dead, have at one point served at the Charlotte Diocese, and parish and ordered priests. Here's an exchange I had with Father Patrick Winslow. He's second in command at the diocese.
And just to make sure I'm understanding correctly with the list, it sounds like it's going to include the name of the credibly accused, and if I'm understanding, the incident around the accusation, and then also the assignment history?
Yes, we will provide relevant information to help the community and to help those all those affected or may have been affected in the past to understand what happened.
As far as who decides who is on the list, it's a combination of a lay review board's findings as to if an accusation is credible, which that review board then makes a recommendation to the bishop. And the diocese has hired an independent investigative firm to go through its archives dating back to 1972 when the Charlotte Diocese formed. Those findings from that firm's investigation should help inform the list.
Bishop Peter Jugis said in May that he's committed to releasing a list by the end of the year. Do we know if that will still happen? And did you talk to him?
Bishop Jugis was not made available for an interview for this series, so I unfortunately didn't have the opportunity to speak to him. But the last we heard from the diocese, they're still saying that a list will be published by the end of the year.
That's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. She's produced a four-part series. It's called The List, which you can read and listen to at wfae.org/the list. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.